You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play. List hai, to hit hai. Theme-based podcast.
After a brief hiatus, Game of Thrones showrunners David Benioff and D.B. Weiss have returned with another TV adaptation of an iconic series of novels. The Netflix original series, Three Body Problem, is an adaptation of Chinese author Liu Cixin's remembrance of Earth's past trilogy of novels, The Three Body Problem, The Dark Forest and Death's End. The series has become one of the biggest hits of the year, and there is a strong possibility of Netflix greenlighting a second season for the ambitious project. While books have certainly earned a considerable fan following, a live-action adaptation posed a significant challenge. The showrunners took significant liberties from the source material for this page-to-screen adaptation. For today's List Hai Toh Hit Hai podcast, we take a look at some of the major changes from the books in the new TV series. Let's get on with it. The London setting. As the story is written by the Chinese author Liu Cixin, the central premise and the vast majority of its characters in the novels are from China. However, the creators of the show have opted for a multicultural cast and setting. While the pilot episode is primarily set in China following the events of the 1966 revolution and revolves around Ye Wenji, the show quickly shifts its timeline to the present day set in London. In addition to the change in setting, the characters have also been changed to people from different parts of the globe. Next up, the extraterrestrial beings who plan to invade Earth are referred to as the Santi, and the organization that worships the Santi is called the Earth Trisolaris Organization, or the ETO. However, in the books, they are not a cult-like organization with a singular mission under the leadership of Mike Evans. In Liu Cixin's novels, there are three factions within the ETO: the Adventists, who foresee Earth's demise, the survivors, who fight for survival at any cost, and the Redemptionists, who worship the Trisolarans. One of the significant plot devices in the story is the highly futuristic VR gaming headset created by the Santee. These headsets and the game inside them are designed to explain to the players about the alien race's three-body star system and the chaotic eras. In the novels, these headsets are created for a single player to use one at a time. However, the series has introduced a multiplayer co-op feature that allows John Bradley's Jack Rooney and Chess Hong's Jin Cheng to enter the game together in their attempts to solve the three-body problem. Next up, Liu Cixin's novels offer a detailed perspective of the Santee's motivations and their decision to invade Earth. However, in the series, the details regarding the Santee are kept ambiguous for the most part. While there is a brief explanation offered towards the end of Season 1, it pales in comparison with the detailed information in the novels. Despite the series being titled Three Body Problem, directly taken from the first book titled The Three Body Problem, Season 1 has taken elements from all three novels from Liu Cixin's Remembrance of Earth's Past trilogy of novels, The Three Body Problem, The Dark Forest and Death's End. A similar approach was taken by Three Body Problem showrunners David Benioff and D.B. Weiss for Game of Thrones. The hit HBO series is an adaptation of George R.R. Martin's hit series of novels, collectively called A Song of Ice and Fire, and the TV show derived its name from its first book, A Game of Thrones. Next up, the showrunners and writers have taken significant liberties in how they have adapted the characters from Liu Cixin's novels. In the series, the narrative primarily focuses on the Oxford Five, the five physicists who are vital to the overarching narrative surrounding the three-body problem. However, these characters are significantly different in gender and ethnicity in the novels. Time now to look at the last point here. The novels focus more on the existential crisis than the violence involved in setting the stage of an alien invasion 400 years in the future. The TV show showcases explicit depiction of violence and gore to add another layer of visual storytelling to the narrative. In fact, the show did not shy away from killing off several characters in brutal fashion over the course of 8 episodes. Well, that's all for this episode. See you in the next. This is your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.